Penguin Random House Audio presents For the Sake of Elena by Elizabeth George. Read for you by Simon Vance. For Mum and Dad, who encouraged the passion and tried to understand everything else. Dawn snuffs out Star's spent wick, even as love's dear fools cry evergreen, and a languor of wax congeals the vein, no matter how fiercely lit. Sylvia Plath. Author's note. Those familiar with the city of Cambridge and with Cambridge University will recognise that there is little enough space between Trinity College and Trinity Hall in the first place, let alone enough space to hold the 7 courts and 400 years of architecture which comprise my fictional St. Stephen's College. I am indebted in any number of ways to a fine group of people who did their best to unlock for me the mysteries of Cambridge University from the standpoint of the senior fellows: Dr. Elena Shire of Robinson College, Professor Lionel Elvin of Trinity Hall, Dr. Mark Bailey of Gonville and Caius College, Mr. Graham Miles and Mr. Alan Banford of Homerton College. I'm additionally grateful to the undergraduates and postgraduates who did their best to school me in the finer points of life as a junior fellow: Sandy Shafanich and Nick Blaine of Queen's College, Eleanor Peters of Homerton College and David Derbyshire of Clare College. Most especially, I am deeply indebted to Ruth Schuster of Homerton College, who orchestrated my visits to supervisions and lectures, who arranged for my attendance at formal dinner, who did additional photographic research for me, and who patiently and heroically answered countless questions about the city, the colleges, the faculties...